Exclusive, J.D. Vance, Donald Trump and I ready for whoever Democrats nominate as president, VP. By Matthew Boyle on July 22, 2024. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., the GOP nominee for vice president, told Breitbart News exclusively on Monday that he and former President Donald Trump are ready for all comers. Vance, in his first print interview since Trump selected him as his running mate last week at the Republican National Convention, said he and Trump are ready for anyone Democrats put forward. While it's not final or official yet, since Democrat President Joe Biden formally dropped out of the race on Sunday afternoon, it looks as though Vice President Kamala Harris might end up locking down the Democratic nomination. She's raised tens of millions of dollars and won the endorsements of a vast majority of her party's elected leaders, including Biden himself. Some big names like former President Barack Obama have yet to endorse, but Harris seems well on her way to becoming the Democrat nominee. As President Trump has pointed out, Kamala Harris owns all of the bad policies of the Biden administration and so does any other plausible Democrat. So I really see this as we're running against the entire Democratic Party apparatus, Vance said in a phone interview on Monday before a huge rally in Ohio. It doesn't matter who they put as the figurehead. We don't want an open border. We don't want the inflation and affordability problems caused by Joe Biden. We don't want a foreign policy that leads to war and destruction all over the world. We want to bring back some common sense and prosperity. That is what President Trump and I are going to keep on hammering. I think that it's important for us to talk about what we want to do for the American people, because the Democrats are clearly going to play musical chairs until they find somebody who they think can beat us. Voters be damned, but we're going to keep on running on our message, and I think that's something the American people will reward. Trump, now formally the GOP nominee, and Vance, per Vance, are prepared to debate any of them. Absolutely, I'm prepared to debate whoever the Democrats eventually do nominate as VP, and I'm sure President Trump is prepared to debate whoever the Democrats nominate for president, Vance said. We're going to have a robust discussion. We're going to push back on Democratic craziness. Vance also said that the entire Democratic Party is responsible for this disaster of an administration, because they were all involved in a cover-up of Biden's inability to serve as commander-in-chief. The entire Democratic Party owns the disaster of the last 3 years, Vance said. These guys have known for 3 years that Joe Biden is not fit to serve. They have known for 3 years that he doesn't have the mental capacity to represent America on the world stage. They have lied and covered up for him until the moment he became a political liability. So I think we have to hit the Democrats not just on their policies but on the fact they saddled America with a president who cannot do the job purely out of political cynicism. That doesn't reflect well on anybody in the Democratic Party because they've all participated in this cover-up. Vance, in this interview with Breitbart News on Monday, couldn't be more thrilled that Democrats are moving in the direction of picking Harris. Just on Kamala, she was the border czar at the time of a historic border crisis, Vance said. She actively supported the people who looted and burned down Minneapolis and other cities during the summer of 2020 riots. She is anti-law and order. She is anti-police. She is anti-border security. She is against pretty much all of the things we actually care about in our movement, and I think we're going to hammer whoever it is, and we're certainly going to have a robust debate all over the country. Vance even said that Harris might be the only Democrat worse than Biden for Democrats to nominate for their political purposes. He also called the process by which Democrats are removing Biden and switching to her or someone else corrupt and anti-democratic, an effort by Democrats to take away the voices of millions of voters. She may actually be the only Democrat worse than Joe Biden here, Vance said. You're right, she supported banning fracking, which would make our country weaker and more energy dependent. It would also destroy a lot of prosperity for Pennsylvania workers. She supported an open border and believes it's racist to oppose an open border. She supported the Green New Scam that drove up the cost of food, housing, and everything else. She is actually even more to the left than Joe Biden and anybody else. Frankly, in their party, and it's part of the reason why they're trying to install her via this corrupt process rather than put it to voters. Obviously, Democratic primary voters are going to disagree with me on a lot of issues, but they have not jumped the shark to the point where they would nominate somebody like Kamala Harris. It's why they have run this corrupt process pretending that Joe Biden is okay then installing Kamala Harris or somebody else at the last minute because the elites of the Democratic Party don't want to give Democratic voters a say in the outcome. Because they know that the far-left agenda would lose even in a Democratic primary. More from Vance's exclusive interview with Breitbart News is forthcoming.